Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Kuf. The Gemara in Mudbeis wants to say that the case where we said that a person is allowed to eat Korban Pesach is that he had a mace after Shechita and Zrika. Ask the Gemara, after Shechita and Zrika, my Da'ava Ava, it's already done. Why do you have to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach? Says the Gemara, this is going, we hold that Achilas Psochim is Me'akvo, as Rabbo Bar Ravuna taught us. You must eat the Korban Pesach. So even though he did Shechita, he did Zrika, the Korban is already done. But he is not completing the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach until he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach. So every Ruch in parallel on Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rasag, in Mitzvahs Aser Reish Semach Gimel, he brings this sugya and he says, this sugya is very hard to understand. If you look in the Gemara and Psachim, Tosis quotes it over here in Daf Ayin Ches, there comes out that everybody agrees you don't have to eat the Korban Pesach to be yotze. The shayl is you have to be roi to eat the Korban Pesach. Meaning the meat has to be roi to be eaten when you do the shechita. But if when you did the shechita everything was roi to happen and only later something wrong happened, nobody says that there's an issue with the Korban. So how is our sugit coming and telling us that you have a din of Achilas Pesach that you're not going to allow someone to become tamei meis in order for him to be able to eat the Pesach? Where does that come from? That doesn't fit with the sugim sochim. So as mechadesh yeruchim perlo dof gadol moed nifla moed, he says there's a mitzvah of achilas psochim, and someone who does not mekayim the mitzvah, he has an iser koris. It's a mitzvah which involves an iser koris. If a person doesn't eat the Korban Pesach because he was honest, because he missed out, and he did shechita v'zrika, so yes, he doesn't have Korban Pesach sheni. That's the sugim psochim. Sugim psochim says, when is one chayav in Pesach sheni? If he didn't have a roi de Korban Pesach rishon, he has to bring a Pesach sheni. But if his Korban Pesach rishon was roi, it was roi, the shechita, the zrika, the basar was roi la'achila, so then he doesn't have to bring Pesach sheni. But he still did not fulfill the mitzvah of achilas psochim until he eats it. The mitzvah of Pesach is not just to bring the Korban. The mitzvah of Pesach is to eat the Korban. And someone who did not eat the carbon, so he still has on him a mitzvah that has Easter karas. If it was boinus, it wasn't intentional, he had nothing he could do. So there's no din Pesach Sheni, because the Korban Pesach Rishon was done correctly, and he is going to be missing out. He doesn't have the mitzvah that hasn't had a karas. But if you can avoid it, of course you're going to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach, because you want him to fulfill the mitzvah that has a karas in it. So the pshat in our sugi is, if a person avoids it, doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, he's chayev karas. If he doesn't be mazed. So when we ask, he's asking now, should he become tamei meis or not? We said, don't become tamei meis. You have to eat the Korban Pesach. Even if the Pesach was done karoy and everything was done correctly, he's still did not fulfill the mitzvah and avoid karis until he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach. And he quotes, there's a tshuvas maisenisim from the son of the Rambam, Rav Avraham ben Rambam. There he brings the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, One does not have matzo mor, he ate Korban Pesach, he fulfilled the mitzvah. But if he doesn't have Pesach and he does have matzo mor, so that he's not fulfilling the mitzvah. And the Avraham ben Aramim explains that there was a hava mina that if a person eats Pesach without matzo mor, maybe he's not yoytze, he's going to have to do Pesach sheni. And the chiddush is he is yoytze. Says Avraham Perlo, what do you mean? But if he did Korban Pesach karoy, he was shchita, zrika, everything was done properly. Then the night, he just didn't eat the Korban Pesach Karoy. He didn't have with it matzo mor. What was the hava mina that he's going to have to do Pesach Sheni? He did the Korban Pesach, he ate the Korban Pesach, he's just missing a detail in the Achila. But according to what the Yisoid of the Yerucha Perla is, the idea is, if he didn't do Korban Pesach Karoy, so he didn't fulfill the mitzvah, the stella inyan of mitzvah that has an inner karis that he did not fulfill. So I would think he may have to do Pesach Sheni if he did Pesach Rish without Matzo Mar. Because that's what the Sugi is telling here, according to Rashi, that Achilas Psochim Me'akva, meaning that in order to fulfill the mitzvah and to avoid Kores, you must eat the Korban Pesach, is not enough to do Shechita and Zrika. And this concept of Ruch and Perla connects very much to what Gedolei Rabbi Seinu tell us. Rabbi Yitzchak is a chover and has a Godosh HaPesach called Yad Mitzrayim. He brings over there on the part of the Haggadah that says, So he brings there that the Achilas Korban Pesach makes the Neshama of Yisrael ready to go out of Mitzrayim. That is Mezakech u'metayer, purifies the Neshama of Am Yisrael. And that's why achila is psochi me'akva. Because without the achila, you don't have that purification. And Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen, he brings it in a few places. One of the places, Machshavas Choretz Ois Tes, he also mentions that Agavuchen, in short, in the Sefer Esa Oicha, which was printed in the Pritzadik, goes on to say that we made Am Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim and be Am Yisrael. To be Am Yisrael, you need to come and mekadesh the guf. You have to come and elevate and make all the dvarim gufrim, all the taivis, into davar ruchni. What is the mitzvah that does that? It's Korban Pesach. That's why it's the mitzvah we show you now. It's the first mitzvah of Am Yisrael they had to do as a nation, was to eat Korban Pesach, because that's the tafka, that's the job, that's the duty of Am Yisrael, to elevate the gufni, to elevate the chomri, the physical. And that's why Korban Pesach, Achilas Korban Pesach, is so important, because it's mekadesh the guf of Am Yisrael. So it gives us more of an understanding why Achilas Pesachim is so me'akev, because what Pesach does for Am Yisrael happens only through the Achila of the Korban Pesach. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.